choice is obvious this election season. Harris is an establishment hack for the machine whose policies show clear obedience to the ruling powers. The Biden-Harris regime has spent trillions dragging Americans deeper into debt while devaluing the dollar and impoverishing people with their big government economic policies. Funded and armed corrupt regimes with no accountability. Persecuted the man who exposed the American empire and military-industrial complex. Kept all the wars going at our expense, putting America last. Appointed entrenched intelligence officials from the deep state. Extended mass surveillance. Advocates for gun control. Propped up and protected the filthy big ag industry that produces toxic government-approved food. Shilled for pharmaceutical companies. And appointed swamp creatures, including military-industrial defense contractors, to positions of power in the regime. What more do you need to know about the Biden-Harris regime to know she's an establishment shill? Only Trump can save us. Wait, that's Donald Trump's record too. No, I'm not a liberal or leftist of any kind, and sorry, but this is not fake news. It's all verifiable on video, in open government records, or in documents published by Trump's own White House. Just like Biden, Harris, and so many authoritarians before, Trump has continually advanced the interests of the ruling class, oligarchy, and his own power, no matter what specially tailored rhetoric he tempts you with while perpetuating the same policies you decry in other politicians but explain away in him.
Take the guns first, go through due process second.
He got tricked last time. That's the best you can do. The 5D chess master who's gonna take down the establishment got tricked by the establishment. I don't care. I'm voting for the lesser evil to stop this massive government from growing any further. How exactly do you think the government is going to build a border wall and seize land for it? Secure it with biometric surveillance and
give immunity to police
so you feel safer while maintaining massive government spending? And as someone who identifies as distrusting government, why do you think these powers won't eventually be used against you? You're voting to destroy the freedom you think you're protecting. Well, I'm gonna vote for a better economy. I'll take Ron Paul's assessment over MAGA cultists any day.
The economy on the surface is good, but it's not sound, it's not lasting, it's based on debt, and the payment will come due soon.
As it turns out, facts don't care about your feelings, and your feelings apparently don't care about facts. It's tempting to look at the crumbling, cruel world and crave a daddy figure to come fix it for you, to make your fears and frustrations go away. People expect authority figures to save them and happily give them unlimited authority to do so. Clinging to a politician in this crumbling country only catalyzes its inevitable downfall and the suffocation of your liberty because government is antithetical to liberty. Imagine if you diverted the energy you spend raging at Democrats or Republicans and rationalizing Trump's hypocrisy toward improving your own health and community, not waiting for a politician to do it for you, toward supporting decentralized solutions to problems government caused. It's far more empowering and defiant to stop bowing to the false authority of government and politicians altogether and start leading and owning yourself. It would do a lot more for your freedom, as would refusing to fall for the rhetoric of politicians, instead rejecting the systems they rule over so you don't have to be so delusional and contradictory in your defense of them.